views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful segment of Angels.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. You feeling the love in the air?
I'm feeling it, Artie.
I'm feeling it, Artie. Okay. All right, right now.
We've got somebody else we're going to read.
Who are we going to? Oh, we said, wait, from New York. Patty. We have a New Yorker. Patty from New York. Are you still on, Patty?
Patty.
Hey, Brian, did we lose Patty?
She's there right now. There she is.
Hi, Patty.
Thank you for your patience, Patty.
Really?
Oh,
we
stop. No problem.
You.
What? I'm sorry?
I said I was putting you on speaker so I can hear you better. Thank you for holding on so long.
Oh, no problem. Please, for what you do.
Are you kidding me? You know that, Artie. Come on.
That's my kind of gal there.
Patty, what's going on, honey? You have lots of cats, don't you?
What?
Do you have lots of cats or do you had lots of cats?
No, my mother-in-law didn't. She just passed.
Oh, that's why
I lost four family members in 5 months.
She's the one that's around you, darling.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question about that.
Go ahead.
There's a little deceit going on. And we were a little blindsided. So now it turns out that my sister-in-law has been living in the house. She wants the house. And I think that they had done some underhanded, her brother and her. I mean, the day of the funeral, they actually had a lawyer. Give me a break. But there was just an incident over the weekend, and the man that she lives with drinks, and he was the one who was handling my mother-in-law, taking care of her, changing him and stuff. But now there was just an incident with a little boy that he asked, he got kicked out of a bar because he asked the 13-year-old what time he was getting off, and one of the bouncers heard it and told the owner, and it was a big to-do. And I want to know, you know what, and I'm told to ask, I'm getting that I should ask this question. What do you feel on it?
Wait, what's your question?
You know, involves children.
Wait, what? Say that again? What's the, wait, your energy is all over the place.
This.
Focus on what you want the question to be. To put it all in a nutshell, what's your question?
Okay. Was he intending to proposition that young boy?
Absolutely. I'm getting a big yes. I'm seeing it in neon. Yep.
Okay. All right. Is there deceit still going on with the house and the accounts should have been closed down. My husband's very easygoing. He doesn't do any of that, and I feel like they took advantage of him.
100%. Yes.
And if there's a lawyer involved, there's nothing you can get. Nothing you can get back. Although, I'm going to tell you something. This is what I'm being told. I'm being told to read the will carefully. Read the will carefully. There might be an out clause. This is your husband's mother, correct?
Yes, but you know what? My sister-in-law is saying she can't find the will. Now, my sister-in-law had the key to a safety deposit box.
Well, if she can't find the will, then the state gets, everything unless she had a husband that outlived her.
No.
Put it this way. I 100% believe that there is a will, that it does exist, and that it's not totally lost or totally damaged.
Isn't that public record?
A will? No. Yeah. No.
Only if I knew the attorney. Do you have any idea where it might be?
Yeah, in the custody of your sister-in-law.
She has it.
Yep.
She has it,
right.
Yeah.
I know my mother-in-law is furious, right?
What?
My mother-in-law is very upset about it, right?
Yeah, she's showing me those neon signs like crazy here. She's real pissed off.
I feel like the will is within the bedroom somewheres.
But I think it's
in her bedroom?
Her daughter. It's with her daughter.
Yeah, her daughter's bedroom.
I feel like it's in the master bedroom. And I feel like it's whether it be under the mattress or it's like in between, like either in between pages of a book or within the mat, but I'm seeing it flat. I visualize this, and I do feel like it's somewhere within the master bedroom. And I'm also getting that they're not the cleanest people, because I'm seeing like lots of powder or lots of dust on the furniture.
Oh my God.
Yes. Oh my God. Dead on.
I see a lot of cat hair. Remember you said cats before? Yes. I'm seeing a lot of cat hair in corners, a lot of dust.
Yeah, they only have one cat. No, they only have one cat. They just don't tidy up.
Yeah, I see that
been
too.
So, it's
but I'm
going to
tell you something. You can go to a lawyer and petition to have them bring out the what do you call that? Bring out the.
Bring out the clowns. Bring out the band.
I'm having a brain fart here. To bring
I think
out
we
the,
have that already, Audie.
The will. Bring out the will. And now, if they can't produce
a
will,
then
it has to be divided up into all the siblings. That's as easy as that. Now, if she didn't leave anything to your husband whatsoever, not even a dollar, then you can petition the court for him being the sibling to get a third.
Yeah, that's why she's not showing it to us, because she wants the house.
Well, she can't
have it. I think she has the will.
It
says three ways, and I think that's why she's hiding it.
Because then,
you know what, everybody's assuming that my mother-in-law wanted her because she manipulated my mother-in-law. Very, you know.
Yeah, no, trust me. She knows exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to bet it's in a very safe plastic baggie of some sort. Or in between, cray paper or some kind of plastic paper, but it's being protected. I think it's like it's in some kind of a folder or some kind of protective cover.
It doesn't even matter because they're not going to show it to her. So you know what you got to do? You have to petition the court for her to bring it out. And if your husband was not named in anything, then he can get one third of whatever.
Yeah.
Her belongings were.
No, sure he is. You know, she loved my husband. I never saw, in 56 years, I never saw such a smile of love when he took care of her during a hospice. They tried to do it at home. It was just two of them. It was horrific. It's been a really rough winter.
I'm sorry for that.
You know, I loved her.
Yeah,
I loved her very
know.
Much. And I just hate the fact that man put his hands on her, and I just feel like ripping him apart. But I'm trying to do spiritual work myself, and I'm stumped. I don't even know which way to go with it. I'm trying to do hands-on healing. I think it's helping others.
Listen to me.
I want to keep on this path, so I don't want to ring
a neck. Patty, listen to me. I don't think right now that you should do any healing. I think you should start healing yourself first. I think you really need to get, you know, your mind straight. I think you need to calm down. I think you need to start healing you first before you start healing anybody else. You got a lot of unsolved issues.
I've been working on it. Today was a good day.
It would be a very good it would be a very good thing if you allowed yourself just to start visualizing how you wish for the outcome to be.
Yeah.
Literally, I want you to do visualization every day without any fear. I want you to assume in your mind exactly how you feel things should be in the most rightful manner, and then you thank God and thank the angels for allowing this to happen, and just keep on visualizing and praying that, you know, the outcome of what you're visualizing will come about. But if you keep on stressing out about it, then if your energy of fear is greater than your energy of desire, then that's what you're going to experience. But I'm telling you, in conversation, something is going to slip up, and you got to read between the lines where she's going to say something and you're going to say, well, if you said that the will was lost, then how did you know this and how did you know that? But there's going to be a trip up in conversation, and she's going to realize what she said once you bring this to her attention. So use your better judgment on whether if it's smart enough for you to actually say something in that moment, or just hold on to what she said and then come back to her later on.
you know what, Patty?
I just don't like the fact that they made an idiot out of my husband.
I feel as though your mom, your mother-in-law is making me feel very comfortable in the fact that your husband's not going to get gypped. She's going to see to it that he's not going to get beat out of anything.
Yeah, no, I know he's taking it very badly, and I don't like anybody taking advantage of him. So that's the part.
Yeah. Your mom.
It's a temporary glitch. Yeah. That's what it is.
It is. I don't feel that he's going to be taken advantage of. I think he's going to get exactly what is coming to him.
But be smart about everything, right? And don't feel like you have to respond so fast. And I always tell people, you know, just because somebody says something or they might agitate you, don't feel like you have to respond right away. Just sit on it for a day or two and think about what everybody is presenting you or saying to you, and then respond. But if you respond in the moment, you might be saying something you can't take back. And right now, we have to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
We wish you the best of luck.
Good luck, sweetheart. But he's going to get what he's supposed to. Don't worry.
Just be patient.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Stick around, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo that we are, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Ansi Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When it comes to positive thinking and the law of attraction, many of us could say, been there, done that, read the book. So what happened if we didn't get there, didn't achieve the goal, didn't step into our abundance? Typically, there are some core wounds and core fears that keep us from stepping out. We also have energies in our ancestral lines, our cultural and family codes, and even agreements that keep us in check. So let me challenge you. When you had the desire that burned in your soul, what happened? How did discouragement set in? Why did you stop? What came up for you? Whose voices? Listen, there's hope, but it does not come from suppressing the energy that's within you. We all know it's going to spill out somewhere. So join me on Transformation Talk Radio and Sheer Alchemy, and we're going to find out how we can shift you into the intentions that can manifest for you.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo, Angels and Answers. Sky, you want to know something? We should be kicking ourselves in our asses because we never mentioned our website or our phone numbers.
You have? Audio, yeah.
Oh, all right.
I
will take my foot away from your ass.
877 Angel 02.
Angel 02.
02. And I also told him about your YouTubes.
Oh, good.
And your webpage.
Good. Well, in case anyone's just
joining. And you, Artie
Party. Artie Party and ArtieHoffman.com. And yes. What about you?
And me, I'm just the loneliest number that you ever seen. 908-500-1474. And that's it, baby, for me.
So open that door to 1474 and call Sky as soon as can be. That's what I'm talking about.
Me too.
So, all righty. So we have
somebody else.
We have somebody
else.
Christine from where? From New Jersey.
From New Jersey.
All righty. An NJ girl.
Ta-da.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, great.
Are you there?
You're a lot of fun.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm very good, thank you.
What's
what
the word
can we
in the
do
hood?
For you?
What's the word in the hood, Christina?
Well, I'm facing a little bit of a financial tight spot right now, and I'm thinking about subletting my home to bring in a renter. And so I wanted to check in about that. And I also own my own business. I've been looking at jobs and considering getting a job. So I was hoping you guys could help me navigate some of this.
Okay.
As far as getting As far as getting somebody to sublet.
I don't know about that.
Really? I feel good about it.
I don't.
I like it.
Unless, Christina, unless you get every single thing out of your apartment that belongs to you. And you're only subletting the apartment unfurnished.
No, I don't see. I feel differently. So long as you have security, and so long as there's no super valuables, I feel like you should be fine. And of course, you have to like really check these people out to make sure, as far as references. And I feel like so long as they seem like there's no guarantee in life, but definitely to get security and. But Sky feels differently about that.
Yeah,
so you're kind of screwed here because I feel strongly one way and she feels another way.
I'll tell you what I do feel. I feel as though if you sublet the apartment and you take all of your belongings out of it, because I feel as though you're never going to get those belongings back. You understand what I'm trying to say?
No, what are you trying to say?
What do you mean
she's not going to get it back?
No, listen to me. If somebody destroys her couch,
that's what security is about.
I get that, but she's never going to be able to take that money, fix her house, and get her furniture back. I feel as though you should, if you want to sublet your house, sublet it empty.
Well, I want to be clear what I mean by sublet. I will still be living here. It's going to be a shared thing where someone's going to – I have two floors, and I was going to rent the third floor out, and we would share the kitchen and share the bath.
Oh, that's different. Then I go for that.
I mean, like I said, I was on board right from the get-go. That's what I actually thought you meant.
No, I didn't think that. I didn't think that at all. I thought that she was going to – just sublet the whole house out.
No, I'm looking at my angel cards, and they like your creativity on that. So, Christine, what business is it that you're doing that you feel like you're not making enough? What is it that you're doing?
What I'm doing now is I'm helping people articulate themselves in their businesses. I work with business owners on business development skills and their business development process, primarily.
Wait, business owners. Hold on a second. You're talking, you know, big words that I don't specifically. What is it that you're doing? Are you organizing their life? Or are you helping them generate market their business? Like, what is it that you're doing?
Yes, it's business development. So I'm helping them.
So what do you mean by development?
How to market themselves, and I'm also teaching them selling skills.
Listen, I think this is a really great time for success for you, believe it or not. And I think there's great job opportunities going to arise in the near future. Make sure that you don't turn them down. You understand? I think that you're going to get something and you're going to meet somebody very soon. And somebody that I feel that this person is a very important person with a great career. And that he's going to let you into this. So don't turn it down.
Hold on a second. I'm getting this feeling. Now, you're actually coming across very contradicting here. And I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, this is one. All right, here we are talking about expressing our feelings. And I'm going to hit you right between the eyes on this one. Now, here you're saying to us that you help people market their business and develop their business, but yet you're saying you're not making enough money on your own business. So what you're training other people to do, you're having a hard time doing this for yourself. So what I'm saying is that, and I feel very strongly about this. I'm not knocking you. I'm actually inspiring you because I'm looking at the angel cards and they keep on, I keep on seeing lots of success around you.
Yes, it was.
And I don't feel like you should be giving up on yourself or feeling like you have to get a job ASAP right away. If you do, maybe a part-time job, but not a job that will take you away from your time to do what you would like to do. I just feel like you need to strongly market yourself, you know, via the internet or, you know, just make yourself really known wherever there's, you know, businesses going on. You know, if anybody, you know, what I've learned in business is that if you want to market yourself, you put out questions out there. Is your business failing? Do you feel lost? Do you feel very unorganized? Do you feel like there's not enough finances coming in? I am a genius at helping people coordinate their life, and I am a genius at helping people manifest new business in their life. Don't be afraid to call me, and we could, you know, negotiate a deal. So when you put questions in people's minds, questions of fear, questions of doubt in their mind about their business, and you're telling them, I could help you solve your problems, then I got news for you. You're going to solve their problems. But you need to market yourself better to make this happen because I feel like you have a very good business here and you just got to push yourself more in the marketing world.
But I also feel that there's a person that you're going to meet that's going to help you, a person that has a very strong integrity. And that person is going to become a partner with you in your endeavor to do exactly what you're doing. And I think you're only going to get one chance with this person. Okay. And this person is a very hard worker.
Don't be afraid to join networking groups also, because I feel like that will help you a lot too.
Yeah, I use speaking as my marketing channel, and so I'm a speaker, and I'm very strong in that way. I'm wondering if what's at play. What I find is I do attract a lot of female business owners, and the majority of my clients are spirit-led, spiritual people. And the women business owners come to me because they're feeling stuck, or they're at a crossroads with their businesses. But the discovery that I make 9 times out of 10 is that they've gotten disconnected from their purpose. And so part of what I do is help them remember their kind of sacred purpose and help them better align their business with them. And I know that's what I'm facing too. You know, it's the same place that I am right now, that my shingle, so to speak, isn't, hey, women business owners, come to me and I will help you align your business to align with you. That's not how I market myself. So maybe I should. I mean, that's what they end up needing, but I don't say that as my shingle. You know,
what I'm getting right now is, do you have a template as far as, you know, a certain protocol, that a structure that people could follow, where it's in layman terms, that people could follow a process? Because a lot of people need structure or direction for them to do what it is that they need to do. So if you set up a step-by-step.
Yeah, I have a digital program that I sell that has the whole process there.
But it's not actually working, is it?
Well, when I work with my clients, it's working. And I feel like I'm at this place of shifting possibly a little bit, which is why things are a little on the light side right now. Shifting,
you know, that's why I'm bringing to your attention that you're going to meet a person that's very strong business-minded. And with that person, you're going to accomplish what you want to accomplish. But that person has a lot of integrity. So be careful how you approach that person.
What do you mean, be careful?
I mean, you know, be very honest. Be very upfront. The person that she's going to meet, it has a lot of integrity. So whatever you say, you have to mean.
Okay. Unfortunately, we have to get going right now. We have to go to a commercial break, but it was a pleasure sharing time with you. But don't give up on yourself, because the angels are strongly showing us that you're going to be very successful.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure sharing time with you, Chris.
Bye.
All right, everybody. This is Artie and Sky. You're with Angels and Answers, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back, everybody, to another segment of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me.
So if anybody wants a really cool reading from Sky.
Yes, if you want a really cool reading.
A really great reading.
An amazing reading.
Fantastic reading.
An abundant reading.
Don't underestimate yourself.
Okay. My number is 908-500-1474. And Mr. Arthur?
And if you want an all right reading at best, call 877-ANGEL-02.
He's so full of poo-poo.
Yeah, I've read for thousands and thousands of people.
Millions of people.
And I've done this for 27 plus years, maybe 50, maybe 60 years. No, I've been doing it for a long time. And I'm only 40.
If you put us both together, it's over 100.
That's right. We're over 100 years easily and counting. So if you want a personal reading, and plus we record all our sessions also, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. Also, I have YouTube videos. So if you want to check it out as far as the wisdom that I'm getting from the angels and sharing about life and love and God and sex and relationships and how to deal with your snobby kids and how to overcome obstacles, even with some business, circumstances. But, it's really cool. I love doing it. So check out the YouTube videos of Artie Hoffman, and it'll be my pleasure. Go to artiehoffman.com. So did we finish everybody else who was waiting?
Let's take a look in our little book.
Oh, we got Mary from Trenton.
Mary from Trenton.
I think I know this lady, Mary from Trenton.
Oh, really?
Yes, but she's not English.
Oh, no?
No, but she's a regular of mine.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, are you there, honey?
Yes, I'm here. I just about can hear you, Artie. How you doing?
I'm doing marvelous,
darling.
I'm
doing good, trust me.
I'm doing all right.
How you doing, Mary?
What's going on, Mary?
Like I said, this year has been up and down for me. I spoke with Artie in the past about different things. And my problem is dealing with the individual that damaged my house. A couple times I've not ran into him physically, but going into work. So I tried a different way going into work. The next day I run into him another spot. 2 days later I ran into him again. And it just makes me so uncomfortable being around this individual because he damaged my house, maybe because I'm afraid he might try to hurt me or come back and do more damage to the house. I was just wondering, do you feel anything about him? I just feel so uncomfortable.
Move.
I try to shake it off, but I'm still uncomfortable.
Well, did you hear Sky? She said she felt you should move. Did you get a restraining order on him?
I tried getting one. And the judge said there wasn't enough evidence to prove he did anything, even though I showed him the damage to the house on the camera.
That sounds weird.
That doesn't sound right at all. You want to know something? I would get a lawyer's advice because that does not sound right at all. If you feel threatened by anybody, you can get a restraining order on anybody.
Absolutely. You don't even have to have pictures as long as you feel threatened. And I want to tell you something. I feel as though you should absolutely get out of where you are and move. move.
Yeah, well, that's my intention. It's just trying to save up the money to have the money to get into the apartment.
Mayor, I feel like...
whatever I get into.
I feel like what you're going through is just a temporary situation. I really do. And I said to you before, okay, don't play yourself or look at yourself as a victim to all these circumstances.
Right, right.
All right. Right. I mean, right. I'm proud of you that, you know, you finally got him out of your life and out of your house and, you know, and now mm-hmm. you're starting to move on your own and, yeah. you know, you're starting to clean up your act. And that is absolutely wonderful.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's my goal. And it's you know what it is? Because it's just running into him so many times. Within a short amount of time, I'm even going different ways so I don't see him. And there he is again. And I think that's what's so annoying to me. I just wish he would disappear.
Mary, I think that's the angels giving you a sign that it's time to get out. Even if you have to put your furniture in storage and live with a friend or a family member for a while, get out.
You want to know something? There are people, you know, like the lady before you who called and said she was subletting her place, find out somebody who is willing to sublet
yes.
their place or who's looking for a roommate and in a decent area where you could move in and you could feel peace of mind. I feel like that's your best bet rather than you having to rent out fully your own or to buy a place or to rent a place. I feel just by you renting out some space from somebody, I feel like is your best bet.
Otherwise,
I really do.
I don't
Otherwise, think... you're just going to keep on tormenting yourself. So go to a place that's beautifully furnished.
I'm trying to avoid that.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm trying to avoid at all costs being around this guy because he just makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't know if I'm
not listening to what we're saying.
What?
Move out of the area or one town over, one county over. And find some place. That is our advice. Because you, every time I talk to you, you're talking as if you're a victim of the circumstances. And so long as you're moving in the direction to try to do something about it, then, you know, that's great. But just complaining about, oh, he's here and he's there and the judgment. Well, you got to keep going until you get the results you want.
You have to make your own results.
Stop playing yourself as a victim because self-pity, Mary, and I say this to everybody, self-pity is not going to buy you crap.
Oh, I don't want no self-pity.
Your own situation,
it's just,
Mary,
do you feel that he's trying to hurt me?
What, hon?
I said, do you feel that somehow he might try to hurt me? That's what I'm concerned about.
No, I really don't.
So.
And you want to know something? Go see a lawyer or go get assistance because I really, really feel like you need to get a restraining order.
Yeah.
To give you that extra peace of mind because, you know, for the judge to say, well, there's not enough. I don't think you – no, that doesn't sound right at all because I don't think you need a judge to get a restraining order. You just need to go to a police department and let them know and make a report of what happened. You'll be able to get it. Don't tell me that a judge told you that there isn't enough evidence. You don't go to a judge for a restraining order. You go to the police department.
They'll give anybody a restraining order that feels that their life is in jeopardy. And you know something? I don't even feel that this guy has really come after you physically. I feel that he might have damaged your home, but I don't think he's ever come after you physically. I'm not feeling that.
I don't think he has the energy to attack. It's just that he destroys just whatever space and place where he happens to be at. But I don't think he's going to go out of his way to go get you or to hurt you.
Okay. That's
honestly, if he would have, I feel as though if that was going to happen, it would have happened already. And I don't feel violence physically to you. But if you're so upset about seeing him, then you have to make the first move because he's very comfortable where he is. If you're not comfortable, then you've got to move.
I'm telling you, your healthiest move, Mary, to put it all in a nutshell, rent out space of somebody else's home in a decent neighborhood, something that you could afford. Even if you have just a one bedroom where you could share the kitchen, a living room, and a bathroom, that's perfectly fine. If it's going to give you peace of mind, it's worth every penny. And you won't have to pay all the rent and everything else for yourself. I'm telling you, that's your answer.
I agree. I concur.
She concurs.
I concur.
All right, Mayor, we got to get going, okay, sweetheart?
Thanks for calling.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, Mary.
So, yeah, a lot of people have a tendency to keep on complaining about their spouse, about their partner, about their this and about their job, and about, but yet they're not willing to do anything to try to make things better, to change.
Because at a certain point, they're so engulfed in it that it becomes comfortable.
Yeah, it's just what they know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, you're stuck in a rut. But, you know, after a while, it's like the only thing you're focusing on, the only thing that's in your life that you're thinking about, it becomes your life.
Yeah.
So you got to get out of it. You got to move on.
Yeah. So, again, learn from Mary's experience and stop repeating the same pattern habits. A lot of people have a habit of repeating the same pattern habits over and over and over again, especially with relationships. Yes. They attract the same kind of person in their life. And, you know, it's you know, it gets tiresome. It's heartbreaking. It's tiresome. It gets old. You know, it's time to move on. All right, everybody. Listen, Sky and I, we're going to be going for a commercial break. And we have another few more minutes after this commercial break. So stick around and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's my tip of the day. Let's talk about unlimited thinking. Let's talk about limitlessness. What would it look like and feel like? Is it only for special people? What if you aren't living a very abundant, powerful life right now? Is this opportunity closed off to you? Absolutely not. This is your chance, without lifting a finger, even telling anyone around you, or leaving the house. You can begin to step into all that you are and all that you were meant to be. Pay attention to the arguments that arise as you articulate the limitlessness of your opportunities, your finances, and the loving and supportive friends and family members around you. Draw them in. Let's shift those agreements from the lower level energies to those that allow you to step into all that you are. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com and listen to Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with the cool people, the psychics and mediums.
Yeah, baby.
Artie and Sky, and we're happy to be here with you.
Don't be shy, Artie and Sky.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Call us now.
So, you know, so we were talking about, you know, being able to express your true feelings and being able to do what is necessary in life.
Yes.
And a lot of it has to do with getting, you know, other people to get on the same program as you. And so that's why it's very important to have open communication. But a lot of times when people are silent, they have this assumption, well, you should know what I'm thinking. Well, you should have already done this and you should have known this. And guess what? You know, what's common sense to you might not be common sense to your partner or to other people around you.
Yes.
So, you know what? I could agree with you. If you verbally express what it is that you want or what's on your mind or what do you want to accomplish? And if you don't, and just because, well, we've been together forever, they should know. Forget about what they should know. It's
never assume.
Just you need to express yourself. Now, after you express yourself and there's still a dead battery, well, then I say, you know, you're pretty stupid for hanging in there. Because, you know, the course of history tends to repeat itself.
Right.
So it's like, how many times are you going to deal with a dud?
Right. Exactly.
You know, but, you know, it's very, you know, inspiring when you could start to do something to jumpstart, you know, your own life or your own business. But like I was saying to somebody, you know, earlier today, I think it might have been Christine, about marketing. Marketing is so important to the success of business.
Yes,
it really is. And a lot of people
say everything.
Yeah, it is. Because if you say, well, I don't have the time or I don't have the money and I, you know, I can't. Well, I got news for you. You are definitely planning to fail.
This is what I don't understand. Now, maybe I got this all wrong. Maybe you could help me with this. She's in a marketing business, helping other people market their businesses while she can't market her own.
Right. That's exactly what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
That's kind of like an oxymoron.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said. You're contradicting yourself, you know? So like I said, and it's all about being organized, you know?
Yeah.
Now, because, all right, I have a couple of business endeavors, you know, one being the spirituality aspect. I have an assistant that works along with me. And I have an assistant for my window cleaning power washing business.
Right.
Mind you, it's called Peeping Tom's Window Cleaning.
How cute is that?
So check it out. Peeping Tom Window Cleaning.com. That's right. It. You got to check it out. But any case, I have an assistant who helps me run that.
Right.
And so, you know, it's really good to have people who know.
Delegate.
To have abilities to work maybe in the marketing, to work maybe with the computers, to help get organized. You know, it's very important to have other people to assist you, because when somebody is very successful in life, there's always somebody or a bunch of people behind each person who's very successful.
To be successful,
you need people.
You need to rely on other people that have abilities that you don't have.
Right.
Let's face it. We all can't be 100% knowledgeable in every aspect of business. We could know our business inside out and backwards, but maybe we don't know the accounting part of it.
You know, if you take a professional athlete, if you take a professional actor or actress, or take a professional musician, they put all their energy into the game and into their craft. However, they get to a point where they hire other people to manage their career and manage their life, because they're so busy just doing their craft, they don't have time to negotiate with every single Tom, Dick, and Harry. And it's very difficult for you to negotiate for yourself.
Yes.
But you need to find somebody else who knows how to play the game.
And those,
because there's, go ahead.
Those are usually the most successful people.
Right.
Who know how to delegate.
Right.
Anybody that has a successful business is a delegator. In a business, why they call you boss is because you're able to delegate to certain people. What do you think they call me boss for?
You know something? It's funny. Every single time I go to the gas station or go to the 7-Eleven, you know, there's all the Indian people there.
Yeah.
And their common phrase across the board, as soon as you give them money or as soon as they ask you, they always say, is there anything else you want, boss? Or how you doing, boss?
Yeah.
And I say, well, being that I'm the boss, take off the day. I said, I give you permission to take off the day with pay. I'm the boss.
Right. You know. Oh, and by the way, I'd like to check. Since I'm the boss.
So, but that's their common, friendly expression. Hey, boss, how you doing?
They're
hey,
nice
boss.
People. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice people.
So.
Anyway, yes, to be a boss is to be able to delegate because you cannot do everything. How many hats could you possibly wear and be successful? There's not enough time in a day. Let's face it, right?
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But, you know, I've, like I said, the reason why I'm pretty successful is because I have a bunch of people who assist me.
Yes.
And, you know, and my brain is so tired. You know, when I went to a, you know, it's funny, when I went to a patent attorney one time.
Yeah.
You know, there's the creator, the person who creates whatever it is, this object or this unique thing. And my attorney said there's a difference between being the creator and then putting it to market.
Right.
It's the putting it to market thing that makes you very successful.
Absolutely.
He says there are so many great genius ideas that people have created and patented, but they put no energy into marketing their business.
And that's failure.
And that's the failure. That's the part that really stinks.
My daughter is going through that right now. But she's very, very smart and she's very successful. She has made a patent of a particular product and it's already has a prototype and it's already being created. And the best thing that she did was she found amazing marketers who do marketing for JCPenney, Macy's, Kids R Us.
Yeah. These are people who know how to get into, they have their foot in the doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to be able to connect with people who have, you know, to get with all the people who are the buyers of the stores.
Exactly. Now she spent about $60,000 already.
Yeah.
Just in advertising and marketing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's not a cheap deal.
Right.
But money makes money.
Right. You need money to make money. And
right.
It's just a part of it. And you know, you got to take chances. It takes a little risk. And if you don't have enough money and then you get an investor and pray like hell, they don't want 80% of your business.
Right.
But
like
that's
the
very,
Shark Tank.
Yeah. But this is something that's very common when you go to an investor outside of yourself. But guess what? A small percentage many times over is better than having nothing at all.
Right.
So if you want to own 100% of the goal, but you don't have the money or the time for marketing or whatever, then you're going to get nothing.
And that's being selfish.
Right. But if you're even if you're making a lousy 15%, 20%, 25%, whatever it is.
And you go global.
Many times over. You have to look at the big picture.
Right.
So think smart. All right. Well, it's that time for us to
is
say
it
goodbye.
Really? I'm so glad we had this time together.
All right, everybody. From
that?
Yes, I do. Carol Burnett.
That's right.
From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, happiness, prosperity, and wealth.
Joy.
Happiness. Absolutely.
Peace of mind.
Right. And don't ever forget to ask your angels and the Holy Spirit
for
their
amazing
assistance.
You don't know how amazing.
They're always with you. They're always with you. And
oh
the more
God.
You ask, the more you're going to start to see magic happen.
Yeah. I have the greatest angels ever.
Yeah.
I swear I owe them so much.
Yeah, allow yourself to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and with the angels. Don't see them as separate.
No.
See them as a part of your life like they are your best friend because
they are
and they will act like your best friend so long as you act and ask for miracles at the beginning of the day. All right, everybody, until next week, you have a beautiful week.
Thanks for joining us, folks.
Stay happy and healthy.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.